Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Arias, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, and Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah Aser being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachol, Shishi B'zeich, and a fine receiver called Gon Bikarav Mamesh. And we continue listing who's chayv what karbon. The Mishnah says Asham Talui. Who would have to bring Asham Talui? Now it's important to note that when would Asham Talui be brought? So this goes back to what we've been discussing basically the entire Masechta up until now. If we have an Avera that if a person would have been over B'mezid, he's chayv Karis. And if he would have been over B'shaygig, he's chayv Achatos. So Asham Talui is brought. If he's suffic over B'shaygig, for example, he has a piece of chaylev and a piece of shuman, which is basically kosher and non-kosher meat in front of him, and he accidentally ate one of the pieces. So he's shaygig, and he doesn't even know if he was over the Havera because he doesn't know which piece he ate. So that's a case where a person would bring Asham Talui. The question is, who brings it? So Hayachid v'hanasi chayavin, an individual, or a nasi, which means the king, they would have to bring Asham Talui, whereas Mashiach, who bezdin peturin, the kain Mashiach, meaning the kain gadol, and bezdin, they're potter from this, based off Joshua's from Sukkim. Now Asham Vadai, what about a definite Asham? There's five different types of Ashamais that the pasuk delineates. Who brings these? Hayachid v'hanasi v'hamashiach chayavin, an individual, the king, and the kain Mashiach, they would have to bring Asham Vadai, whereas bezdin peturin, bezdin's potter, because bezdin has nothing to do with an Asham. Now what about the following? Al Shmias HaKol, which is Shvuos Ha'idos, we mentioned this previously, Val Bitoy Svesayim, and Shvuos Bitoy, Val Tomas Mekdish Ukdashav, and probably being in the base of Mekdish Tameh, Bezin Peturim, Bezin's Potter, Vahayachar Anasim Mashiach Chayavin, they're all Chayav. El, however, Shein Kohen Gadol Chayav, Val Tomas Mekdish Ukdashav, the Rib Shimon, Rib Shimon says that a Kohen Gadol is not Chayav, and Tomas Mekdish Ukdashav. Now the question is, Umahin Mevian, they might be Chayav, but what type of carbon do they bring? So according to Tanakama, carbon oil of Yared, they just bring a regular carbon oil of Yared, which is the standard carbon one would bring for these things, whereas Rib Lezer argues that Hanasi may be Sire, Nasi that's over one of these things, he would bring a sire. And now we've gone to Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, continuing our discussions from the previous Mishnayas. Kain Mashiach Shechata, we have the Kain Mashiach, the Kain Gadol, he sinned, V'achar Kach Avram Shechusai, then he went away, he was taken down from his position. For example, he got a Mum Kavua, he got a blemish that now he's not able to be the Kain Gadol anymore, or maybe he's just too old to be the Kain Gadol. And similarly, V'chein Nasi Shechata, we have the king who did Navera, V'achar Avram Gdulasai, and then he was taken down from his greatness, he's not the king anymore. Either everyone rebelled against him, or he got Saras that made him Tomei, so now he can't be the king. Even though these people don't have their original positions, he's not a Kohen Gadol, he's not a king, still, Kohen Mashiach may be par, V'hanasi may be sire. The Kohen Mashiach will still bring his par, and the Nasi will still bring his sire for their Averas, and that's because when they did the Avera, and they were chayv to bring the Karbon, they were in this position of being the Kohen Gadol or the king. So even though now, when they're about to bring their Karbon, they're not the Kohen Gadol or king anymore, they still bring that original Karbon that they were supposed to bring. Now we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel, discussing if the order of these things happen differently. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.